Now, here's the unworthy object, that the unconditional love. There's no conditions here. One writer said there's no assumable cause. In other words, there's no reason actually for me to love you. It's love with no assumable cause. Is that amazing? It's love because of who God is, because He is love. Now, you can stand in your garage. That doesn't make you a car. But when God stands, He's the car. He's the love. And His love is inflexible. It's faithful. It's steady. It's unconditional. And that's what He gave us. One verse said, and it used a different word. We would say we look to the inside where the love of God has been shed abroad or poured into our heart. This said, you need to look to the interior. I like that. Sometimes just a different word helps us to see why we're supporting our faith. Now, I'm not earning anything. You get 100 points of love in your faith at work. This is not how it is. You're just allowing God, who's in you, who poured forth His unconditional love. There's no reason I have to love you except that God is in me. Is that amazing? You don't have to earn anything. You don't have to be worthy. I'm just yielding to that which is interior. That's what the translator said. Look at the interior. Look at the spirit. Look at the inside. We probably should follow this lesson with be quick to repent, huh? I found out that's the key. Just be quick to repent. Now, verse 6, chapter, well, verse 5, hope makes not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad or poured into. It's like pouring water in a pitcher. Filling that pitcher with water. By the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. The day you were born again, the Holy Ghost was given unto you, and the love of God, agape, unconditional, unearned, unmerited. It was just given to you so that you could live as God lives, so that you could step forth and allow God's nature to dominate your being. When we were yet without strength. So this works for those who are weak. You can be weak of mind. You can be weak of body. You can be weak of attitude. There's a lot of weaknesses in life. Without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for those who were not like Him at all and those that were very weak. And it was without any cause, any reason for Him to do that except the nature of who He is. It's just because that's who He is. And then you read in verse 8, God commended, that means He showed or demonstrated His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for the weak, the sinner, the ungodly. And then the big word in verse 10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled. The word reconciled means brought from enemy to a friend. You use that if you bring in a couple that are disagreeing in marriage, you bring in a middleman to help them get it together. They come to reconcile. And God came to reconcile His enemies and bring them into His kingdom. And then He equipped us to live out the nature of God by pouring love into us. Look to the interior. You see that? That's amazing, isn't it? Now look at Romans 13, is it? Verse 8. What we're doing today, we're exercising and energizing our love walk. Romans 13, verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loves another hath fulfilled the law. The reason we went over the law, the multiple sacrifices, the multiple priests. I don't know if you know. We know the Ten Commandments. But there are over 600 laws in the Old Testament. Did you know that? Over 600. Imagine. You could fall real short of trying to do things, 600 things. Correctly. But he said, I've summed all of those up. If you walk in love, you've fulfilled, you've completed the Old Testament law. That's why we went over Old Testament law. The Old Testament law had multiple sacrifices, multiple commands, judgments. The New Testament has only one. The only thing you're responsible for is agape, is to allow that to pour out of you, to live that out.